The government has bought the former home of the suffragette Kate Sheppard for $4.5 million. The Category 1 listed house in Christchurch was where Ms Sheppard and the suffragettes put together the petition demanding voting rights for women before presenting it to Parliament. Nicola Jackson is the Heritage New Zealand Deputy Chief Executive. Morena.
Morena, Kato.
A happy suffrage day for you.
Thank you very much, and it's a great day, a great celebration here in Christchurch.
Why buy the house?
Why buy the house? Because it's incredibly important for our history. So this house hasn't come on the market for some 33 years, so it was a great opportunity, given it was 125 years since women received the right to vote. It was the perfect timing, really, to acquire this particularly significant place for the nation.
Well, the house was on the market last year, though. You didn't buy it then.
We've started negotiations. It's been a long process, shall we say, in trying to acquire the property. It was on market and it was marketed, so we had to, go through that normal process.
It went to auction last year, almost a year ago, in fact. And I understand that the owner was unwilling to discuss a sale price of less than $3.5 million. You've now paid $4.5 million. So have you paid over the odds?
No, we haven't. We were very lucky to actually secure the property for the purchase price. We were in a joint offer situation. So the we had a valuation done, so the due diligence was done at the time, and the valuation was 4.1 million, and so we've come within 10% of that.
What's going to happen to the house now?
Right. Well, the house is going to be managed by Heritage New Zealand, and it's part of a portfolio of heritage places that Heritage New Zealand looks after for the nation.
So will it be open to the public?
It will be open to the public, and that's the fantastic, reason for purchasing the place, is that we can now make this place more accessible. So the story of suffrage, both what happened back in the late 1800s and moving up to when the petition was presented to Parliament, all that information can be provided to New Zealanders, and they come through the door. We want to get schools in and have that story widely told. But it's also relevant for today. So it's not just a place where we can look back at the past. It's a place where we can talk about social change and social change movements and how society is shaped, particularly through the work of dedicated people.
Thank you very much.
There's real opportunities there.
Nicola Jackson, Heritage New Zealand Deputy Chief Executive. Thank you for your time on Morning Report.